This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
This time, we're going to be looking at Penn State football.
Oh, boy.
Specifically,
yeah.
That just absolutely crushing loss against Ohio State last week.
Yeah, brutal.
We've got a lot of sources to sift through with this one.
Okay.
We've got the post-game press conference with James Franklin.
All right.
We've got some pretty scathing articles from various sports outlets.
Okay.
And even some fan reactions from message boards and stuff like that.
Ah, spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, Penn State fans are not known for holding back.
Right.
So this should be interesting to see what they thought about this one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, it was a real roller coaster of a game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They were up 10-0 at the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And it looked, you know, for a minute there, it looked like maybe, just maybe, this was going to be the year.
Right.
You know, they finally take down Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
you know, get over that hump. But
Big if true,
yeah. It definitely did not end up being true.
It's Ohio State. It's always Ohio State.
But, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, you see these flashes of brilliance, you know?
Yeah.
Like Zion Tracy, that pick six in the first quarter.
Absolutely. What a play.
I mean, that was just electrifying, you know?
For sure.
And even for most of the game, you know, the defense played lights out.
Yeah. You know, they did their job.
Holding Ohio State to 20 points.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's a feat in itself.
For sure.
But, you know, the offense just couldn't get anything going, you know?
It was just painful to watch.
And, you know, I was reading this article on CBS Sports. And they were, you know, before the game, obviously they were saying that this was like, you know, James Franklin's best chance in years to beat Ohio State.
Really?
Yeah. Ohio State was coming off a loss.
Oh, wow.
They had some injuries on the offensive line.
Interesting.
So, you know, on paper, it seemed like this was, you know, a real opportunity for Penn State.
All right.
And they couldn't capitalize on it.
Couldn't get it done.
And that just kind of seems to be the story of the James Franklin era at Penn State.
Yeah. I mean, the guy can recruit.
Oh, yeah.
He can get these amazing players.
5-star recruits left and right.
Right. But it just seems like, you know, he can't win the big one.
Yeah. And this article actually went on to point out that his record against top-ranked teams, especially Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's abysmal.
Oh, no.
He's 1-10 against the Buckeyes at Penn State.
Oof.
And get this, 1-13 overall against top 5 opponents.
Yikes.
I mean, those are not good numbers.
It's hard to argue with that, you know? Those are facts.
So, you know, it's not just about losing this one game.
Right.
It's about this larger pattern of, you know, almost getting there but never quite, you know, reaching that championship level.
Right. And for Penn State fans, it's got to be just soul-crushing, you know?
I mean, I would imagine so.
They come so close so many times.
Yeah, they always seem to be right on the cusp, and then it all just kind of falls apart. And this game really felt like that all over again, you know?
Absolutely. You could just feel it in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
All that hope, all that excitement, and then just...
Just deflated. Just
totally deflated.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that deflation comes from, you know, how completely anemic the offense was.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, zero offensive touchdowns.
So.
Zero against Ohio State. I mean,
that's almost impressive in a bad way.
Yeah, it's just baffling.
Right.
You know, you've got all this talent on that roster.
5-star quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, you would think they could at least, you know, manage one touchdown.
Right. You would think.
But no, and this wasn't just a one-game thing either, you know?
Really?
They've been struggling to score all season against, you know, top-ranked defenses.
Oh, okay.
Like, they barely scraped by against Iowa.
Right.
Mitchie come and completely shut them down.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, this is definitely a trend.
So what's going on there?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And to answer that, I think we need to start by taking a closer look at the quarterback, Drew Allar.
Okay, the 5-star guy, right.
Yeah. I mean, coming into the season, everyone was, you know, hyping him up as the next big thing.
He was supposed to be the savior.
Yeah, but, you know, he had a pretty rough game against Ohio State.
No touchdowns.
No touchdowns, and he threw an interception.
Not great.
Not great, and, you know, there were definitely moments where it looked like he was just overwhelmed by the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State's defense, it's no joke.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but still, you know, You expect a five-star quarterback to be able to handle that pressure, to make those plays.
Right. So is he not living up to the hype, or is it something else?
Well, that's what we're going to try to figure out.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Because, you know, there's also the play calling.
Oh, right.
The offensive coordinator, Andy Kotelnicki, he's been taking a lot of heat for some of his creative play calling.
Creative? You mean too clever by half?
Exactly.
Okay, I've seen that before.
You know, sometimes it works.
Right.
But a lot of times it just seems like he's trying to be too cute.
You're trying to outsmart the opponent instead of just, you know, playing good, solid football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, the fans are, they're not shy about expressing their displeasure.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I was reading through some of the message boards, and let me tell you, there were some very colorful critiques.
I bet there were.
Of Kotelnicki's play calling.
So is it all on him?
Well, I mean, that's what we need to figure out.
Okay.
Because there were definitely moments where, you know, the play calling was fine, but the execution was just lacking.
Dropped passes, missed blocks, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's never just one thing, is it?
It's a team sport. You know,
for sure.
You can't pin it all on one person.
Right.
But, you know, when you have a game like this where the offense just completely sputters.
Yeah.
You have to start asking some tough questions.
Absolutely.
And we're going to start asking those tough questions right after this break.
All right. I'm ready.
So, you know, we've talked about the offense. We've talked about the quarterback.
Right.
But I think we really need to talk about, you know, the elephant in the room.
Oh, here we go.
The James Franklin problem.
Yeah. I mean, this loss, it's not just a loss, you know? It's like another chapter in this ongoing saga.
Yeah, it's the same story every year,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Penn State gets everyone's hopes up.
Right.
They look good. They, you know.
They have the talent.
They have the talent.
The hype is real.
And then they play a top team, and they just crumble.
It's like clockwork.
It's like clockwork.
Yeah.
It's got to be brutal for the fans.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
It's like they're stuck in this perpetual cycle of almost, but not quite.
Yeah. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Ouch.
And, you know, speaking of James Franklin, did you see his post-game press conference?
Oh, yeah. That was something.
I mean, the guy was barely holding it together.
Right. Like, he was one question away from just losing it. There was that one point, I think he actually said, there's a lot of things I had planned on saying when I came in here today, but they're not appropriate to say right now, so we'll hold them till another time.
Oh, man. What do you think he wanted to say?
I don't even know. I don't even want to know. But you could just feel the pressure, you know?
Yeah, like the weight of the world is on his shoulders.
And I think, you know, that pressure, it just kind of boiled over in that that exchange he had with that fan.
Oh, the one that got caught on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what was that about?
So, you know, Franklin's walking off the field.
Right.
And this fan, you know, starts yelling at him about the team's performance.
Oh, no.
And Franklin, you know, clearly not in the mood.
Right.
Snaps back at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Asks for his name. Like, you know, what's your name? You want to talk to me? Let's have a conversation.
Wow. That's intense.
It was intense. And, you know, I get it. Like,
I mean, I get why the fans are frustrated. They've been waiting for a championship for so long.
But, you know, at the same time, you can't just yell at the coach like that.
Well, it's a heated rivalry.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Penn State, Ohio State.
Penn State, Ohio State. That's like...
That's a blood feud.
It's a blood feud, you know?
And to lose to your arch rival at home.
Yeah.
In a game that you could have won.
Should have won, some would say.
It just adds insult to injury.
Yeah. And I think that's why this loss feels so much worse than, you know, just a regular loss.
Yeah, it's like all those years of frustration, all those close calls.
They all just come rushing back.
And you start to wonder, you know, can James Franklin ever get them over the hump?
Can he win the big one?
Yeah, and it's not just about him, you know?
Right.
It's about the entire program.
Is there something fundamentally wrong?
Like, is there a mental block?
Yeah.
Are they just not built for these big games?
I mean, these are the questions that, you know, Penn State fans are asking themselves right now. And rightfully so. I mean,
and they deserve answers.
Absolutely. And, you know, it all circles back to the offense.
Right.
Because if they could just, you know, score some points.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, things would be different.
And that's what's so frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
Because they have the talent.
They have the pieces.
But they can't seem to put it all together.
Yeah. And this one CBS Sports article, they made this really interesting point.
Oh, yeah.
They said that, you know, sometimes it feels like Penn State's offense, they're more focused on style points than substance.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're trying to be too clever, you know.
Too cute.
Yeah, too cute. Instead of just, you know, running the ball, making the tackles, doing the fundamentals.
Right. Like just play good, solid football.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, I was reading through some of the fan forums, and one fan, they made this analogy. They said that, you know, Penn State's offense is like a gourmet chef who's trying to invent all these fancy dishes, when all the customers really want is a well-cooked steak. You know what? That's a perfect analogy.
Sometimes simple is better.
Sometimes simple is better, and maybe, just maybe, that's what Penn State needs.
A little bit of simplicity,
A little bit of simplicity.
and maybe a little bit less pressure on James Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to be in his shoes right now.
The expectations are sky high.
Yeah, and when you don't meet those expectations.
The fans, the media, they all come for you.
Yeah. So what's the solution?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're going to try to answer that question right after this. Well, you know, I was reading this article from The Athletic, and
Oh, yeah.
they had some ideas about, you know, how to fix this.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
Well, you know, they're not saying they need to fire Franklin
Right.
or, you know, completely overhaul the offense.
Okay.
But, you know, they are saying they need to make some adjustments,
Adjustments.
some
Okay.
key adjustments.
Like what?
Well, for one, you know, they gotta address the offensive line.
Oh, yeah, they were getting manhandled.
They were not protecting Alar.
Right.
They weren't opening up holes for the running back.
Yeah, you can't win games like that.
You can't. And you know, there was that one play, I think it was third quarter, fourth and one.
Okay.
They tried to run it up the middle and just nothing doing,
Stuffed the line.
stuffed at the line. And that's just a lack of execution.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think the play calling was bad on that one,
Right.
but the offensive line just couldn't get any push.
Right. And you know, sometimes it's coaching, sometimes it's player development, sometimes you just need, you know, better players.
Sometimes you just need better players. Yeah. And you know, another thing that this article talked about was maybe, you know, maybe Kotelniki needs to simplify the play calling a little bit.
Oh, okay. So less of the trick plays, the razzle dazzle.
Exactly. You know, maybe just focus on running the ball effectively.
Establish the run.
Establish the run, you know.
Control the clock.
Control the clock,
Yep.
you know, keep Lovren's in manageable situations and
Right.
just let the talent take over.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to trust your
You
players.
got to trust your players. And, you know, I think sometimes you were talking about that analogy with the gourmet chef.
Right, the steak.
Yeah, maybe Penn State just needs to, you know, focus on cooking a really good steak.
Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel every play.
Exactly. You know, sometimes simple is better.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I also think, you know, and this is just my opinion,
Sure.
but I think maybe James Franklin needs a little bit of a break.
A break.
Yeah, like, you know, the fans, the media, they're all over him.
Oh, yeah, they're ruthless.
They're ruthless. And I think that pressure, it has to be taking a toll.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
So, you know, maybe if we all just, you know, give him a little bit of space,
Let him do his job.
let him do his job, you know, maybe that'll help him, you know, get back to what made him successful in the first place.
Right. I mean, he didn't get to this point by being a bad coach.
Exactly. He's obviously doing something right.
Right. So maybe he just needs a little bit of, you know, a chance to breathe.
A chance to breathe, yeah. And so I guess the big question is, you know, can Penn State learn from this loss?
Yeah.
Can they make the necessary adjustments
To finally get over that hump.
to finally get over that hump, to finally beat Ohio State,
To finally win a championship.
finally win a championship? I mean, that's the goal.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. And, you know, it's a dream that's shared by, you know, millions of Penn State fans.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we wish them luck.
We
We'll
do.
be watching
Closely.
closely. And, you know, we want to hear from you,
Yeah.
our listeners. What do you think?
What's the solution?
What's the solution? Can Penn State fix this?
Can they get to the championship?
Let us know in the comments
Thanks for listening.
and keep diving deep.